He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show 406. Interesting gadget for you today. I think you'll enjoy it, especially if you do any home movies or things of that nature. And we'll take a look at that in just a minute. But I want you to know that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I will answer all my email for sure. Absolutely. So feel free to email me. Now, today on our show, I do have an interesting gadget. And let's take a look at it right now. Now, don't get frightened. But this is what it is. Like, oh my God, what is this crazy thing? It looks pretty menacing and pretty scary. But actually, what this is for, and I'll hold it up here so you can, I don't want to go out of the green screen there, but there's a little base on it, like so. And what this is it's a small portable unit. It bends any which way. It has three, if you will, flexible arms. As you can see, you can twist these and turn these any way you want. And essentially what this is going to do is give you lights, camera, and action. So here on the first one, as you can see, you would put your smartphone, doesn't matter what kind it is, and it's a holder. And you can rotate that vertically, horizontally, whatever. As you know, I like horizontal, not vertical movies. And in the center here, let's put this down, you have a light, which is not on. And again, you can put this closer or move it back or any which way you want, and this actually turns on. We'll take a look at that in a second. And it has different brightness levels, so we're going to turn that on right now. And of course, it's going to look very strange because we're aiming it directly into a camera. But from this, you're actually able to change the lights, and you'll see a changing color, but you also can change the intensity of that. And then last but not least, you have a slot on the third flexible arm, and that is for a microphone, and that is going to go in like so. So now, if you are going to record something, you have your camera, your microphone, and of course the light. And it's great if you want to make a little video. And what's also nice about this is that it's fairly portable and it's flexible. You can, again, put that light anywhere, pick the microphone up, down to the side, whatever you want. And the same thing with the video, if you will. So it does a nice job. No question about that. Let's take a look at camera two. All right, let's take a look at the controls here on this unit. Starting over here, you have the power supply. And this actually is going to turn on and off the light. And the way this gets power is slightly clever. On the back, they just have a power pack, a mini jack that's going to plug into a 5-volt power pack USB, and it's going to plug in here. And right here, you will see that they have a USB outlet. So in that USB, it will again loop through the 5 volts and charge your phone or whatever else you want it to do. So that's kind of handy. On the front, if we take a look at the controls again, fairly straightforward. This particular one is your on and off button, so this will turn the light on and off. This one, the M button, gives you the different angstrom lights, so you can do tungsten, 5000K, so on and so forth. It has about 5 or 6 different colored lights that by continually pushing this, you'll adjust the color of the light. We'll take a look at that in a second. And then last but not least, over here, you can see the up and down arrows. That will adjust the intensity of the light, make it really bright, or you can dim it. And I think it has 16 dimming settings. So let's go over here and turn the light. The light is not on. You'll see when I turn it on. So there we go. And I actually have this bent down, and I'm going to increase and decrease the light. And it doesn't look like much, but it is. We'll take a look at that in a second. And over here, if I go on the M control, you can see it's slightly changing yellow, blue, and it's just a slight tint that's actually put on the light. And that's pretty much all there is to it. So again, it's flexible. It works pretty well. If anything, you got to be careful about the weight of the microphone, because if you use a really good mic, a heavy mic, it will kind of tend to lean this forward. Not a big deal, but you got to pay attention to the balance on this small platform. Very handy unit. Let's take a look now. I'm going to turn off my studio light up above, and we'll take a look at what this light will do all on its own. So let me turn off the studio light. So right now what I'm going to do is turn this light on. As you can see, it's pretty much in front of me, and let's see what happens. Now I have no lights on in the studio other than natural light, which it's pretty dark in here really. So there is the light, and as you can see, it's really bright, and I need to dim it. But before I do that, I'm going to run through the color toning of this. So that's slightly yellow, that's almost a pure white, more of a yellow fluorescent type of light, which obviously we don't like. And you can play around with the different tones. This is more of a cool tone, obviously more of a yellow. And you can get it to the point where the light is natural, and you can do that by watching your video. Again, you can run through those, get the color light that looks good. And now, again, it's awfully bright. If I turn it off and now on, it's a little bright. So what I'm going to do is go over to the button that adjusts the brightness, and I'll just kind of tone that down a little bit. And if you push that all the way, it will start going back up. And of course, I can move it back or adjust it right there where I want it. So it does a nice job. Now, what I like about this, I have it about a foot away from me. Let's see if we can get into the screen. And the closer I move this, it's pretty bright. You can see that it's actually what's called blooming, and that's not good. So you want to just adjust it so that you're getting some light. There, that looks pretty good where that is right now. So it's a nice little unit. Now, what's nice about this is if you ever want to record your grandmother, your grandfather, your father, your mother, your kids, whatever, this is a nice little, very simple, affordable setup that you can use with your smartphone. And let's turn this light off there so we don't blind you. And let's get the studio lights back on. There we go. So this is a great little unit, as I said, if you want to record your grandmother, your father, your mother, or whatever. This makes the setup quite easy. It's quite affordable. And it really adds and enhances both for the sound and the light and your video, because everything is in one place. So it's a nice little setup if you want to do a documentary, if you even want to go on Facebook. If you want to do FaceTime with someone, or even if you want to go on Facebook Live or YouTube or whatever you want. It's a nice little contraption, and the fact that you can adjust these and bring them down, it makes a nice little product video. So you actually can take this light, put the product beneath it, and then adjust your phone, you know, wherever it is that you want accordingly. So nice little unit. Let's take a look and see how much it costs. So here's the actual unit on Amazon, and it's called Cell Phone Holder LED Desk Lamp Touch Control Selfie Ring Light Video Chat with Microphone Holder for Live Stream Flexible Gooseneck Holder Lazy Bracket Table Lamp for Bedroom Office, etc. And it kind of shows you exactly what I just showed you. And again, this piece right here does not slide up and down. It does not do that. This is stationary. Once you lock it in, it doesn't move. My only complaint with this is if you lean these flexible arms too much forward or backward or to the side, it will tip. And the way around that, obviously, is to put something heavy right down on the base of the unit. So these are the various configurations. It will not take a tablet, although if you change the connector, these are all screw-on connectors here in the back, you could unscrew that and screw in a tablet holder and probably will hold it. The only thing that will happen, as I said, is you got to be careful that it doesn't tip over. And it's pretty straightforward. Now, the cost of this is $29. I'll tell you, if you use this two or three times, it's well worth it. You can even do a blog or even a podcast using that setup if you don't want to go into all this expensive lights, camera, and things like that. It does a relatively good job. And right now, with the smartphones the way they are, it shoots 1080p, even 4K, some of the smartphones today. Works really well. So, again, this shows you some of the lights here. Very versatile device, and for $30 on Amazon, I think it's pretty much well worth it if you're going to use it. Also, there are a bunch of other brands made. I like this one, A, because of the price, but B, and more importantly, just because of the flexibility it has, and where you move those arms when you bend them, they stay there. And also, the light is very handy in it. In a quick situation, if I'm traveling or something, I'll bend this down, put it in a suitcase, and works pretty well. So hopefully you'll like that. And at this point in time, let's move on. This app is called Elevate. Brain training. So as I said, if you're watching this show, you are going to need brain training because there's no other reason that you would be watching the show. So you need to train your brain. Anyway, this does a lot of interesting things and gives you a lot of training to keep your mind sharp. I know that's going to be a challenge if you're watching the show, but in any event, Elevate is a brain training program designed to improve focus, speaking abilities, processing speed, memory, math skills, and more. Each person is provided with a personalized training program that adjusts over time to get maximum results. So it gives you a series of different programs, challenging, I hope, and it will train your brain. Gets a 4.8 rating out of over 100,000 people are using this app. So check it out. I think you will like it. Actually, it says here available only on the iPhone, so I take that back, only on the iOS products. All right. This next app is fantastic, highly recommended. If you are into photography in any way, shape, or form, you can now interactively learn all kinds of ways to explore the wonderful world of photography. I have looked these over. This is totally free. Probably the best interactive or one of the best interactive training programs on how to enhance your photo skills that I've ever seen. And it takes into account all types of photography, mobile photography, travel, lighting techniques, controlling the light, just all kinds of really interesting things, portraits. And if you want to brush up, they're very easy to watch. They don't take a lot of time. And I think you'll enjoy this. So check that out. It's called Photocop, PHOTOSKOP.com. And again, this will be in the show notes, and everybody knows how to get the show notes. All right, our next app of the day is coming up shortly. Here we go. This is called F-Secure Router Checker. You want to do this. I mean, you really want to do this if you want to make sure that you're not going to be infected with malware, spyware, ransomware, all that kind of stuff. This is the site to do it. So you're going to go to F-Secure. Again, this will be in the show notes. And you're just going to click this button, literally, and it's going to tell you, is DNS hijacking available? Can you do that from your router? Can someone take control of your router? And all kinds of things. Are you safeguarding your privacy? And just by clicking this button, which I'm going to do now, it says, wait, we're checking your router, and thank God it came back. No issues were found on your router. And if you want, you can review the results of this in great detail, and it shows you all the things that you would need to know. So my router is safe, and I would hope that you would check out your router just by clicking this simple button, and you can create an account. This is totally free, and it will give you all kinds of tips and so on and so forth. If you like it and you want some more advanced services, you can subscribe. Three devices for 1 year is $70. I find that's pretty pricey, but for a quick check of your router, just go to the site and click the button, and if you have problems, at that point you can fix them, or you may want to subscribe, and it will help you fix whatever problems that you may have. Now, this next device, this next app, is it's more of a interactive program, if you will. And I frequently get asked the question: I want to create a website. I don't know the first thing about it. What one should I use? And there are a bazillion of website creation tools out there. One of the best, in my opinion, certainly one of the top three best, is called Wix, W-I-X. And this is a place to create phenomenal websites that look like they were done by a professional. And they have all kinds of templates. They walk you through everything. I have used this a bazillion times, and I've had nothing but stellar results. So what I like about it, as I said, is its strength really is the ease in which you can construct a website. In an hour or so, maybe even less, you can create just a phenomenal website. And what I like about it is you can just dial up a template that you like, and there's a lot of templates, which is important. You find one that you want, and basically you're just going to drag and drop your photos over the ones that are there. It will size it. It will do all the HTML coding, and you just click preview, and ba-boom, there it is. So they're very reasonably priced. I believe they might even have a free service. I can't remember. Ah, here you go. How to create a free website. So sign up for a free Wix account. That's W-I-X. Choose what kind of website you want to create. Answer a few questions, and bada-boom, bada-bing, you will have a phenomenal website for free. Obviously, you probably will want something more robust, but if you'd like to put your foot in and feel the water a little bit, Wix is definitely a site to think about. Now, in addition to a website, I always think it's nice if you want to get involved in social media or you have a particular passion, whether it be photography, streaming videos, art, whatever it may be. You want to do a blog, and the best way by far to do a blog is using this site called Blogger. Blogger is probably the oldest site, if not the oldest, on the internet. It's totally free. They do have some things you can pay for, but for totally free, you can create a beautiful blog that's going to fit your style. You can choose from a selection of easy-to-use templates. I love templates. All with flexible layouts and hundreds of backgrounds and images, or pretty much whatever you want. They'll get you a free domain, and they'll really tell you every single thing that you need to know. So even if you're just contemplating doing a blog, you definitely want to check out Blogger. And it could be your interest is politics or whatever it may be. This really does a nice job, and it's a lot of fun blogging. And who knows, it may go viral, and you may even be able to charge for it. I don't know. Now, this next app, since we're talking about publishing things, is called Medium. This is a very nice site, and this is a place that you can publish your best work. The internet should be rewarding quality thinking, not clickbait. That's why we created a better home for writers, journalists, and experts. It's simple to use, free from ads, and connects you to curious, avid readers so you can focus on what matters, putting your best work out there. So this is a very interesting site, similar to a blogging site. I love this site. It's so creative. It's so cool. And definitely check this out. It's called Medium, and as I said, I love this site. So if you're interested in publishing your work or reading things and looking at things that other people have done, this will open up a whole new world for you. So definitely check that out. Now, this next site is actually called Pinch. And I know my readers love to get things for free, and this is one of those places where you're going to get sent absolutely free all kinds of samples. I can't tell you how useful or unuseful they will be, but if you like free stuff, you can sign up with Facebook, and literally all you do is click this. I want free samples. Yeah, who doesn't want something for free? And you will become a pincher. Yeah. Take our shopper survey and tell us about yourself. We'll find the best samples for you. Pick your samples. On sample day, choose the samples to add in your Pinch Me box, and you don't need a credit card to sign up for this. And all you're going to have to do is the samples are completely free. In exchange for getting those free samples, we ask you to have a bit of your time and plenty of options to give us some feedback. Free samples for free, just for feedback. There's no catch. Here's a little video. And these are some samples that people recently got. Yeah. Whole blends, Band-Aids, all kinds of creams, lotions, Ricolai. So all kinds of crazy stuff. And yeah, if you're bored this summer or have nothing to do, or if you just like getting mail, try this site out. I know a couple of people who have used it, and they like it. Now, look, you're not going to get 1,000 samples a day in the mail, and you have to get a box and a wheelbarrow to carry them home. It doesn't work like that. But It should be interesting and fun to sign up for Pinch Me. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. And I will see everybody next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.